Biblical End Time Prophecies, the Book of Revelation, Chapter 12.
Hello, I'm Billy Larson, Apostle and Prophet of Jesus Christ. Obeying the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray that Kathy D., minister, during her speaking of this chapter, the same anointing that God anointed me with at the tomb of the garden in Jerusalem on Sunday, June 16, 1974. I pray that Kathy D. receive the same anointing, that I received June 16th, 1974, at the tomb of the garden in Jerusalem. Amen. Thank God. I pray that Kathy D. speak with the same anointing that I received at the tomb of the garden in Jerusalem on June 16th, 1974. Furthermore, I pray that Kathy D. speak with the same anointing that I ministered in Christ Church on Tuesday night, June 18th, in Jerusalem, as I spoke to the world. After I spoke, a lawyer from New Zealand named Zabriskie came to me and told me he was a lawyer and he had ministered before judges, juries. He never heard anyone speak more plainly, more concise than I did that night. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that anointing be upon Kathy D. as she speaks these words from the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation to the world. That same anointing be upon her to minister to people that they hear the same as I did. Never heard so clearly. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I receive that in Jesus' name. Chapter 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And the child was caught up into God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And a great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation, and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth, and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which kept the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. End of chapter 12.